Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says we'll have sun and clouds for today. We'll have a high near 70 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's 54, Burlington 55, Milwaukee 55, 54 degrees in Racine. Take note that because of unforeseen utility work, Spring and West Streets in Racine, where they intersect with Northwestern Avenue, closed as of this morning and will stay that way for several weeks. Northwestern Avenue currently being reconstructed, but Spring Street remained open through the intersection. Brian DeNeve with the state DOT says they discovered some utility conduit that has to be moved, and that resulted in the decision to close the intersection to traffic for at least the next month.
Once we got in a little deeper, we realized that it just is not safe to do that removal under live traffic, so we were shutting down those side streets just to ensure the safety of the workers and possibly accelerate the schedule.
And since the intersection is going to be closed, he says, they decided let's get as much work done on that roundabout during that time instead of doing it in sections. Northwestern Avenue will still remain open for southbound traffic during the closure, but drivers will not be able to access Spring or West Streets. The detours will be posted. Washington Avenue from Roosevelt Avenue to West Boulevard in Racine is targeted for reconstruction in the next 5 or 6 years. And with that comes public involvement meetings. The next one to be held Tuesday, May the 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Fratt Elementary School on Kinsey Avenue. The project manager is Bhupendra Bista with Strand Associates. He told the Public Works and Services Committee this will be a total reconstruction.
We'll be replacing the pavement, curb and gutter, and all the street lighting. We'll be adding decorative lighting from Roosevelt Avenue to Ohio Street and Glen Avenue to West Boulevard. In between will be just the regular lighting. All these signals will be replaced. There is some change on the signal at SOPCO and Walgreen driveway at the beginning of the project. That signal will be moved to Perry Avenue.
Streetscape manager Bruce Morrow said there won't be as many trees with this project because there's limited space.
We're putting trees in where we can, but we have a lot of conflicts we have to avoid of roads, drives coming in and out, light posts and wires. That's why there are no trees on the north side of the street.
New all storm sewers are going to have to be replaced where necessary. Bike lanes will be installed. Sidewalk ramps improved for the Americans with Disabilities Act. The construction won't start until 2021 or 22. The woman accused of being intoxicated when she crashed her car into a Victory Avenue home last month, setting it on fire, is now facing charges. 48-year-old Michelle Kirchhoff appearing in court for felony, first-degree reckless endangerment of safety, and a misdemeanor charge of causing injury while intoxicated. Kirchhoff and a passenger in the vehicle had reportedly been drinking at a city tavern, and when driving to her home, witnesses indicate that the car was traveling at a high rate of speed, bounced off the curbs on Blaine Avenue before it missed the turn at Victory and crashed into the house. Damage came to about $50,000 from the fire and the accident. A family of four was displaced in the process. Kirchhoff's going to be back in court later this month. The attempt to keep a convicted sex offender from Racine from living in the Kenosha County town of Wheatland is going to court. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
A placement plan for 53-year-old Michael McGee was approved in January by a Racine Circuit Court judge, but Kenosha County officials say the residence chosen is next door to a family with a toddler. An attorney for the town of Wheatland has filed a motion to stay the supervised release plan, and a hearing on the motion has been scheduled for next Wednesday before Judge Alan Torhorst. McGee was convicted in 1987 of second-degree sexual assault for raping a woman after breaking into her home, and according to the bulletin regarding his release, his parole was revoked after he allegedly fondled a 10-year-old boy. Another man convicted of a child sex offense in Milwaukee County was also scheduled to be placed in the same residence. However, that order has been rescinded. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
There was a neighborhood meeting on the release last night. Kenosha County officials telling the standing room only crowd they're confident this plan to house the two convicted sex offenders will be overturned. Law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty last year honored in ceremonies yesterday in Kenosha and in Milwaukee. Governor Walker said every day Wisconsin's law enforcement officers put themselves in harm's way to protect the citizens of our state, and we remember them for that sacrifice. Racine's law enforcement memorial ceremony will be held next Tuesday. The Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking has a growing list of supporters, and among the youngest are the Stallman kids. 8-year-old Xander, 9-year-old Cece, 13-year-old Patrick. They held some lemonade sale fundraising events last year and presented their $154 during a recognition at the Racine Police Department. Cece Stallman expressed the sentiment of all three of the kids in saying that they thought the lemonade stand would help what their parents are doing.
I just thought that since Mommy and Daddy were working on it and that they were working really hard and that that they needed help, I just thought that maybe we could help them.
Investigator Neil Lofi said the donation by the Stallmans is going to help the continued efforts of the coalition. Leader Kerry Hemmick said, in addition to the kids, Mom and Dad Stallman have also played big roles in the group's efforts. The Racine County Economic Development Corporation is holding its annual meeting later this afternoon at Veterans Terrace in Burlington. The keynote speaker will be Elaine Villemure, the Vice President and General Manager of BRP Marine Propulsion Systems Division. BRP manufactures engines and recreational vehicles, which include Evinrude and Ski-Doo. Company earlier announcing that its World Training Center would relocate to Sturtevant, and all senior-level executives would be attending the event this afternoon. The program begins at 5 o'clock. The American middle class continuing to shrink across the country, except apparently for the Midwest, according to a new Pew Research Center report, which looked at almost 230 metropolitan areas.
It's being squeezed out across the nation as manufacturing jobs continue to disappear. Those are the findings of a new report from the Pew Research Center that looked at almost 230 metropolitan areas. The study considers middle class as a three-person household earning a national average of between $42,000 and $125,000 a year. The areas with the largest middle class were mostly in the Midwest. In some large cities, the middle class has been disappearing as more higher-wage jobs move in. The center released an earlier study last year showing that the middle class was no longer the majority in the U.S. I'm Randy Fuller.
WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.